Well, we'll brighten the day with a visit now from Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. The market was down yesterday, maybe moving up today. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Yeah, the market was down strongly yesterday. We snapped a three-day rally. The Dow ended up down yesterday 153 points. S&P was down 14 points. But it looks like we are going to have a rebound today, and that's based on some earnings and jobless claims. The weekly jobless claims came in at 283,000. That was pretty much in line with what we're looking at. We were estimating 282,000. So it was not a bad number at all. Now, several stocks are on the move. Most of them are on the positive side due to earnings. First look at General Motors. They posted a third quarter profit that beat analyst expectations, but revenue was a little bit shy. They posted earnings of 97 cents a share. Analysts were looking for 96. Revenue came in about $39 billion, and that was shy about $1 billion, and that stock is up about 2% this morning. And Dunkin' Brands, they reported a 36% rise in quarterly profit as more customers visited its coffee and donut chain. The company, which also owns Baskin-Robbins ice cream brand, said net income rose to 52 cents a share, and analysts were looking for only 47 cents a share. And Southwest Airlines, they posted earnings of 55 cents a share. That was 2 cents better than analysts had expected. A 27% rise in quarterly profit from a year ago reflected an increase in passenger boardings and lower fuel costs. And Eli Lilly, they said their quarterly earnings plunged 58% from a year ago. They reported earnings of 66 cents a share, and Wall Street was looking for 67 cents a share. Sales fell 16% to $4.8 billion. They were hurt by generic competition. And 3M, the inventor of masking tape and waterproof sandpaper, they reported earnings of $1.98 a share, and that was better than what analysts were expecting. Analysts were looking for $1.96 a share. And Caterpillar, now this is a nice bellwether stock to look at to gauge at how the economy is doing. This company blew the doors off earnings. They reported earnings of $1.72 a share. Analysts were looking for only $1.36 a share. And revenue came in at $13.5 billion, and analysts were looking for only $13.1 billion. And that stock is up about 5% this morning. And look at AT&T. That stock is down a little bit this morning as they reported earnings of 63 cents a share, and analysts were looking for 64 cents a share in earnings, and revenue was shy about $1 billion. And one interesting thing to look at this morning is oil prices. Oil prices went down yesterday. They fell down around $80.50 a barrel. That's the lowest we've seen since June of 2012. We're seeing crude oil inventories build dramatically here in the United States. So that's good news for us at the pump, as we'll see gasoline prices pull back even more. Now, it does look like this market is going to open up strongly this morning. It looks like the Dow will open up about 150 points on the positive side.
And really, we get a situation here, Mark, where you can't be too concerned if you if you have a drop in the market, because you kind of get the feeling, well, tomorrow's another day and it'll probably go up.
Yes. Yeah, and October is, for some reason, it's historically volatile. It normally is, and it usually tends to calm down right around November 1st.
All right, my friend. Thank you for joining us.
Take care.
Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Call him at 479-782-2527 or email Mark at mmyers@sternagee.com.